question was asked in halakha. Fellow had some utensils. Let's take, for example, metal spoons. And he went and he dipped them in the mikveh. Now they're permissible to use. What happened was a similar metal spoon that was not dipped got mixed up into the pile. So now you have, for example, 100 spoons that were dipped and one spoon that was not, and you don't know which one was not dipped. So what are you supposed to do in such a case? Well, one side says you could rely on the rule of bitul. Since the Torah says if you have a majority of heter and a minority of isur, so the majority heter overrides the isur. So here I have 100 spoons that are dipped. So one is not, and I can't tell where it is. They all look like the same thing. So you can use the principle of bitul barov. So that would say you don't have to do anything. Just use all the spoons. However, there's another logic to say that the case of the spoons is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. These spoons over here, there's a way to make them legitimate. How? Just dip them all over again, and now there's no question you've gotten out of your sefik. A davar sheyesh lo matirin means that something that can become permissible, we do not use the laws of bitul. So since this item, this vessel, can become permissible, if you dip it, there's a way to get out of the problem. So some rabbis do not want to employ the law of bitul. Now some argue and say, really this is not a classical case of davar sheyesh lo matirin, because you have to do something. Which means, in the case of davar sheyesh lo matirin, normally we say if you just wait a certain amount of time, passively, it'll just become permissible. In this case over here, again, if you wait, it's never going to become permissible. You have to go actually and dip it in the mikveh. So Hakam Avadya, in his bottom line, after giving both sides, in Halichot Olam and Helik Zayin, Amud Resh Ayin Vav, comes out with the following conclusion. If the vessels are Hayav Mideoraita, for example, metal vessels, then you should go re-dip everything without a beracha. However, if the vessels are rabbinical vessels, for example, glass, you have a bunch of glasses, okay, drinking glasses, and one glass got mixed up in the bunch that you didn't dip, then you could rely on the law of bitul, and you don't have to dip them over. So that's his halakha l'maaseh. It depends if it's the oraita or the rabbanan. Metal, dip them all over again, b'di beracha. Glass, do not dip them over, you could rely on the law of bitul.